To Washington, D.C. now, where there are several memorial services to observe Veterans Day. Over the weekend, President Trump visited Paris for a commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. While he was there, President Trump was on hand as French President Emmanuel Macron gave a speech criticizing nationalism. That's a label that Trump has recently embraced. Here's Macron speaking under the Arc de Triomphe through a translator.
Patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. By saying, our interests first, who cares about the others? We erase what a nation holds dearest, what gives it life, what makes it great, and what is essential, its moral values.
Back here in the U.S., we are still following unresolved elections. Kyrsten Sinema, the Democratic candidate for Senate in Arizona, built on her narrow lead against her Republican opponent as more votes were tallied. Races in Florida have gone to a recount, and the governorship of Georgia is still in dispute. We're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith to talk about it all. Hey, Tam.
Hi.
Well, let's talk about the aftermath of last week's election first. Democrats widened their majority in the House as more votes were counted, and now the Arizona Senate race seems to have flipped from red to blue. But many races are still too close to call or mired in controversy. So how has the electoral map changed since last week?
Well, there are several places that say too close to call still. And in terms of, as you said in the intro, out in California, they are still counting a bunch of ballots because California is a state that has moved more and more to permanent absentee and vote by mail. And because of that, there are races that were looked like the Republican was leading with the votes on Election Day. As the vote-by-mail votes have come in, a couple so far of Republican candidates have conceded or have simply lost, including Dana Rohrabacher, the Republican congressman in Orange County. He has now lost that race. So as the votes continue to be tallied, there are things that are changing, including Arizona, as we said. And then, of course, there are Florida and Georgia, where in Georgia there are legal challenges, in Florida there are legal challenges, and votes are still being counted. Now there's a recount in Florida in three statewide races. If by Thursday, when the mechanical recount is supposed to be done, if any of the races are within a quarter of a percentage point, then there would be a manual recount, and we are expecting that for sure with the Senate race.
I feel like I know the answer to this question, but how's the president reacting?
Well, so you will be shocked to know that he's been tweeting. And what he is saying is, I'm actually not going to read this tweet because it contains so many things that are not factually correct. But he is, in essence, alleging that shady things are happening and that you should just go with the election result from election night, which basically pushes a misperception that's out there that it all ends on election night. And this is a misperception that we, you know, in the news media help by, you know, saying this race has been called and this race has been called, this race has been called.
Sure.
Often when all the votes aren't in yet, the votes are never all in on election day. Overseas, military absentee, provisional ballots, lots of ballots get counted after election day, after election night. And if races are close, you hear about them and it sounds very messy. And if they're not close, you never hear about it.
Meanwhile, America has an acting attorney general now, Matthew Whitaker. Democrats are leveling more criticisms against him. 19 state attorneys general, all Democrats, called on him to recuse himself from Mueller's Russia investigation. Whitaker has publicly questioned the investigation and has ties to someone who was called before a grand jury as part of that inquiry. Here's the Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey speaking to NPR.
Whitaker's conduct is so far over the line that he should recuse himself. And that's why we're speaking up, because this is not a partisan issue, Rachel. This is a matter of the rule of law and the system that we have in place to ensure that we have an operating rule of law in this country.
Tam, real quick, how is the White House defending Whitaker?
Well, they say he is a stand-up guy, and they have not weighed in on the recusal issue. I will say also top Democrats in Congress are suggesting that he should recuse himself. He is, of course, just at this point, the acting attorney general.
That's NPR's White House correspondent, Tamara Keith. Tamara, thanks.
You're welcome.